one. Come on.
All right. So, actual good news? Like, no. Legit? Yeah. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Not having it. Nope. It looks like we're going to my show notes.
Really?
All right. Yeah, let's hear your good news.
Good news. Trump birth control coverage rules have been blocked nationwide. That's good news.
Birth control coverage rules?
Yeah.
And, oh, okay, some funny style
some
shit.
Some, like, pro-life bullshit. Forced birth bullshit.
Yeah, this nigga said pro-life.
Team forced birth. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a federal judge on Monday put a nationwide hold on the Trump administration rules that allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control. U.S. District Judge Wendy Beadlestone in Philadelphia agreed with a lawsuit originally filed by the state of Pennsylvania, citing the potential harm to states should the rules be enforced. Numerous citizens could lose contraceptive coverage, Beadlestone wrote, resulting in increased use of state-funded contraceptive services, as well as increased costs to state services from unintended pregnancies.
Wendy Beadlestone.
Yes.
Sounds tough. Yeah. Sounds fun. Beadlestone.
Beadlestone.
All right, that's a good name to have when you're slapping down some Republican bullshit.
Beetlejuice.
Nigga, I didn't even think of that.
The rule, scheduled to take effect Monday, would change a mandate under the 2010 Affordable Care Act by allowing more employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost contraceptive coverage to women by claiming religious objections. Some private employers could also now object on moral grounds. Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Josh Shapiro... So attorney generals can actually push for progressive policy?
No.
This sounds kind of progressive.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Where's the progress in killing babies? Killing babies does not progress the species forward. That's ridiculous.
It's birth control. It's before the babies are conceived.
We already have birth control. A man doctor controls the birth process. He's right there.
He is right there.
Making it happen. So thank all those white men doctors for giving birth. You're welcome.
Which is only funny because I had a non-white doctor and she was horrible. And the white doctor who was like on call had to come in and fix the situation. Ironically enough, when
that's
I gave
embarrassing.
Birth.
That's when you come on. Like, I'm trying to be biased here.
Right? I was trying really hard, but she was really, really mad at me.
Oh.
Yeah, like she was very upset. I wasn't going fast enough. And I was like, I was in labor for 3 hours, ma'am. I think that was pretty fast.
Okay. Scheme of things. But then you had a good doctor come in and control your birth. Birth control.
Right.
Welcome to it.
Yes. So, Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro called the court ruling a victory for the health and economic independence of women and the rejection of a Trump administration move to violate a federal law that requires insurers to cover the services. Congress hasn't changed the law, and the president cannot simply ignore it with an illegal rule, said Shapiro. New Jersey later joined Pennsylvania in suing. In issuing the injunction, Beadlestone wrote in her opinion that the states were likely to win their lawsuits' claims that Trump's administration violated procedural requirements for how regulations must be created, and that the rules exceed the scope of authority offered under the Affordable Care Act. The Department of Justice did not say whether it would appeal, saying only that it will, quote, continue to vigorously defend religious liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. The Department of Health and Human Services said the rules affirm the administration's commitment to upholding constitutional freedoms. No American should be forced to violate his or her conscience in order to abide by the laws and regulations governing the healthcare system, said Health and Human Services Department spokeswoman Caitlin Oakley. All right, Caitlin Oakley, get your ass on to Gilead then.
Yeah, Oakley. See, Oakley, that's not nearly as hard as Beadlestone.
It's not.
Beadlestone will fucking smack a spark out of Oakley. That's a reality.
Might. On Sunday, a federal judge in California blocked the rules from taking effect in the jurisdictions in the lawsuit before him. Those included California, New York, and 11 other states, including Washington, D.C. At issue is a requirement under Barack Obama's healthcare law that birth control services be covered at no additional cost. Obama officials included exemptions for religious organizations, but the administration of President Donald Trump, a Republican, yeah, we fucking know that, sought to expand those exemptions and added moral convictions as a basis to opt out of providing birth control services. The Justice Department argued that new rules protect a narrow class of sincere religious and moral objectors from being forced to facilitate practices that conflict with their beliefs. Y'all niggas don't have beliefs. Shut the fuck up. It's just bigotry and sadism. Shut up.
Yeah, bing, bang, blam.
Beatlestone had previously blocked an interim version of the rules in a December 2017 ruling. In November, the Trump administration rolled out a final version of the rule, prompting another challenge by the states. Yeah. So, thank you, Beatlestone.
Damn, they really want to force people to give fucking birth.
That's been, a low-key topic of theirs because there's not enough Americans giving birth to replace the population. Especially the white population.
I don't care.
Right.
And there is an ass load of people. As long as there's homeless people, there's too many people. Fuck off. Dadgummit. Alright, yeah. WineCellarMedia.com. Fucking funkers.
Fucking funkers.